Blog Talk Radio.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Welcome. This is Carly After Dark. Now, daytime After Dark. You know, Carly After Dark actually is funny. All right, you guys. I wasn't here last week. I was at a bachelorette party. And let's just say, people, white wine is my new best friend. Really. Because I find wine is a good thing. And I did karaoke. And yes, I embarrassed myself. And yes, well, I did have a hangover, but let me tell you, Cupcake Royale here makes the best cupcakes. And if you ever have cupcakes in 3 o'clock in the morning with some wine, it is the best thing since sliced bread. Okay. Okay, so, tonight we are going to be talking about the prenup list, and we are going to be talking about my hatred for Sam, too. And, oh, before that, I just went with my grandmother's 85th birthday today because it's her birthday, even though we celebrated last night at the casino. And the casino, I've been lucky at it lately. I think I'm in love with the casino, too. That and Spinelli. I don't know which one I love more. Okay, fine. I will let people on. Okay, so 562, till you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. My mom was here, and between you and I, she's got a sixth sense about what's going on right now. So she kind of told Tanya, she kind of guessed that she thinks she knows what happened to it, so but I'll call her later. Yeah. And,
Okay. Well,
yeah. Tanya, she asked Tanya, and Tanya's like, well, I don't know. I haven't paid attention, so.
Oh, yeah, okay, good. Tanya lied. Okay, so tonight we are talking about the prenup list. We are talking about more bit salmon. We are talking about anything I fucking will want because it's my fucking soul, and I can be as funny as I want. The sign will pull out, though. Do you want to say anything before I bring everyone?
Oh, I'm just like, I think I'm, well, even though I haven't watched Jenner Hospital in a while, I've been watching clips on YouTube with Star and Michael, and I don't know. I'm plus what I've been hearing about what's coming out the show. I'm not quite going to go watch it regularly, but I'm going to start tuning in because I'm liking Star and Michael. Maybe I'm in the minority, but...
Well, I like Star and Michael, but I haven't seen it lately, and you guys better pray for me tomorrow because I'm going to be fitted into my dress, my maid of honor dress, and I've aged so much today, I feel like a cow, but that's beside the point. So if anyone wants to make me feel better, like Christy, maybe... Because I always tell her eat horrible stuff. She can. Okay, that's what we are going to now. We are going to the Coleman person next. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I called you the Coleman person.
Yeah, I'm in a coma today, for anybody who doesn't know. I have an addiction to sleep. I fully admit that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, well... You know why, and people, they sleep is affecting me now. So, I mean, I think it's great when she gets her addiction to sleep, but then I get mad because it seems like forever. So, yeah. And Amy is next on the line. Hey, Amos.
Hi.
Yes. My hatred for Sam. I haven't watched this week yet. I will. But I'm just going to say the bitch needs to go.
Sorry.
Amy, are you sick again?
No, I don't know. It just keeps coming back.
You know what?
It goes away and then it comes back.
When I blame this damn weather. Sorry, you guys. But
you know
I
what?
Do.
You know what? There's just been, I don't know, in your neck of the woods, but there's been this outbreak of whooping cough.
Yeah, I
heard
it about that. Yeah, yeah.
Usually infants get it. Well, it's going around, and
yeah. People
at work are just, like, coughing all over the place.
Oh,
and
God.
Like, will you go home, please? Thank you.
Well,
we don't
yeah.
want that shit. You know?
Okay. Yes. Well, now I'm bringing...
Anyway.
I'm bringing my other favorite person on. Silo is on.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. And now I'm bringing Kathy on.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Callie.
Hi,
everyone.
Okay, you know, in the order I'm bringing people on, don't think you guys are not all my favorites, but if Sargo and Kathy, Amy and Terry and Christy didn't call in tonight, all of them would have been dead. So it's basically, and Amy,
I thought
and
I was your favorite.
Are you kidding? When the show's so great, I'm going to talk about it. Me too.
Well, exactly. And Kansas, who never left me a voicemail. Matt just called me, but no voicemail, Candace? Really? No voicemail?
Hey,
just you call me, but
hey,
no voicemail?
I'm sorry, hey, you called me when I was getting off of work.
Hey, co-host, did you get your text message? I texted you just something right now.
Okay, you know what? I'm doing like five things at once.
I know, but you know. I don't want it to speak
you
out.
Yeah,
birthday.
Well, you know what? All I gotta say is you need to do a Lego and not now. That's my advice. and we left Audrey off with I would not leave Audrey off, even though she doesn't return my phone calls sometimes. I will forgive her. See, you guys, I'm outing everyone tonight because you know what? I missed you guys last night. I mean, last week you guys would have loved seeing me drunk. Well.
I can just imagine.
Okay, there was the staircase, and I sort of fell like a couple down the staircase, but I'm okay, my back on it. And so I walked away with the nods at people. If you're going to drink white wine, because white wine is really good. Yeah, red is good, but white wine, something was good. So, and next week I'm having a sober. I might have to cut it because I have to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning for the wedding, even though it's so
cute.
Oh,
you poor baby.
I'm excuse me. Okay, number one is the Saturday morning. Number two, I have to
I have to get up at 2 in the morning. Oh, my gosh. Damn it.
Yes.
I have to work tomorrow, too, so we can talk to
you today. Okay, Christy, we are going to find you a way out of that. Let me figure out. But, okay, I haven't seen this week on ZH.
Well, you said you were...
Oh, you didn't see today's?
This week. Okay, Kat, I have been so busy with the wedding stuff that I wish, but no, all I got to say is, if anyone says anything bad about Coley tonight, and...
Oh, no.
We
no.
Guys love Coley.
She won't
say
bad stuff about Dan.
I just wish she would have done more.
Yeah,
sorry.
Right.
I mean, I want
a right hook to the face would have been good.
I
wish
she
okay,
said...
Okay, one at a time, you guys.
We're too excited.
let's start with Amy first.
No, I was just going to say, I think that's going to go somewhere. I don't think Sam is pregnant,
in my opinion.
And I think, and if she is, that baby's not Jason's.
It's Franco's. I think she's
pregnant.
It
better be
Franco's. It's Franco's.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past her to miscarry and not tell Jason.
Courtney did the same thing, people.
And just pretend to still be pregnant because, I don't know, she continues to lie. However, there's still that DVD out there, and I think Jason's going to find it and put it in and play it. And,
I think so, too.
Yeah. And anyway, Carly is going to discover that Sam is either lying about who the father is or not pregnant at all.
And
I think we might just get a little bit of Team Jason and Team Carly and Elizabeth.
That would be awesome.
Yes,
and you know what?
Would.
Okay. Can Sam really be on Carly from seeing Jason?
She did.
Oh, that fucking bitch. Okay,
well,
game over.
Well, she's got Monica on her side.
Game over,
Monica's
Sam.
Monica's
an ass. Sam, game over. I hate Sam.
Yeah, but you know what? They're making Sam the character bad.
Her like she's supposed to be. They're not whitewashing her.
I guess they're making her bad. I like
That's
it.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be good when Michael Easton gets there.
Yeah.
And let me just say that there's more than just a lie about Robin out there. So
that's
she's lying about several things.
You know what, Anne?
So,
you know what? Even though Carly and Robin do not have the best, you know, relationship, Carly knows that Robin wasn't put in part of Jason's life.
And that's what she said.
Absolutely. And that is why she wants to tell Jason.
Sam doesn't even know Jason. Sam doesn't even know him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She
doesn't know anything about Robin.
Nope.
You know, she just refuses. And I'm sorry, but I just have to vent for 2 seconds and then I'll shut up. The Scrub fans and the Jason and Sam fans need to shut it because Elizabeth did nothing wrong. And I'm tired of the bashing.
No.
I really, really am.
Wait a minute. What did... I haven't heard any...
Oh, yeah.
No, me neither.
I've only heard Sam.
They are not liking the fact that Elizabeth stepped in and helped Patrick with Emma.
Yeah.
They're not liking the closeness or anything, and they... I mean, it's just... She's done nothing wrong.
I haven't heard a thing.
I haven't either.
Right.
I've heard from Sam.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Jason and Sam fan is tweeting Cartini to kill Elizabeth.
Oh, don't worry about it. Let him do it.
Yeah,
that'll just prove him that they are nuts.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, and number two, if people are dumb enough not to know the history with Robin and Elizabeth being best friends. I mean, Emily was, you know, Elizabeth's best friend, but, you know, they have been close too. And Elizabeth will always want, to help Patrick with Emma. You know, so this...
Right. I mean, she stepped up as a friend, and I don't get why everybody's so against them just being friends. Why does it have to go anywhere past there? You know what I mean? It's so...
She was helping.
According to everybody but Elizabeth fans, she's looking for baby daddy number 4.
Oh, fuck them.
Oh, she was just helping.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. So my last word is they better knock it off and shut it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because I cannot wait for them to eat crow as well.
Yep, I can. And you know what? I mean, come on. And you know what? I wish Patrick would not blame Jason about, you know, the whole Robin death thing because, you know, it's not Jason's fault.
Well, there's where I think Elizabeth is going to come in and share why, to both of them, why it's not Jason's fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You got to, you know, Silo is back. Hey, Silo, what happened?
I don't know. All of a sudden, my phone went to dial tone, so I just called back in.
That's funny. I just feel like, you know, Robin and Patrick got their day in the sun.
Yep.
Three Sammers have had their day in the sun way too fucking long.
And now Sam's going to turn around and blame Patrick because things don't go her way and Jason's all different.
And
you
know,
what I mean?
I was off air last week, but I just want to say, Sam, you're a cold-hearted bitch. Robin wasn't even dead for like 1 second.
Yep.
And you came up to him and did that? Come on.
And you know what? Monica needs to be slapped.
I agree. I can't stand her. I haven't liked
her
in a long time.
I call her a clone, just like Jason.
I mean, I cannot wait for Jason to go off on Monica. I really can't. It's coming.
He will.
Yep.
He will.
It's coming.
Well,
there's a strong rumor about
Sam asking Elizabeth to exhume Jake's body. And because I don't know, and some I don't know if it's Ian or Stephen that heard about bones in the body, blah blah blah. They hold bone marrow, whatever, and it could help Jason to some degree.
No.
So anyway,
Jason.
When she has that done, they're gonna find out that Jake is not in there and Jake is alive.
I bet you. Yep. Jake,
and that,
you know,
I've
been calling ever since that little boy presumed death. No. And, you know, I feel Luke got set up big time for this. And,
And I'm sorry, before Anna Devane leaves poor Charles, she needs to kick Luke Spencer's ass.
Yep.
Why?
What?
For hurting that baby.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I mean, everybody thinks he's dead, but she needs to kick his ass. Driving drunk and killing that precious little boy.
I still don't think
that
was Luke.
I don't.
Well, for now, everybody thinks it's Luke. You know, everybody thinks it's Luke. Luke thinks it's Luke. But I honestly think, like I said, since day one, it's Helena is behind the whole thing.
Me too. Because,
I mean, she killed her own son, for Christ's sake. Her own daughter, for Christ's sake.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, Auntie.
She did.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that episode. I didn't watch. I was so hooked on everything else. I didn't even. I got up and went to the kitchen for that part.
And, you know, I mean, and remember, you know, she killed Alexa's mother like she did too. So, I mean, this, Elena is not a nice person, and Elena needs to go down.
Yeah.
Dad do it all the time.
There you go. See?
Okay, so I haven't seen him this week, but how is everyone liking Stahl coming
into the
new hospital?
Still watching One Life to Live. It's so good. Like, today's episode is about to go down. Starting Monday, it's about to go down. With Todd covered.
You know,
the show was
so
improved tenfold.
Yeah. The show is like must-see TV. Slowly getting there.
He's outside in the rain.
It's like slowly getting to where you have to turn it every single day, because if you miss something,
and
you guys, okay. By the way, you guys, I just want to say that a lot of people DM me and text me about on your guys' description for yesterday and today. Was it the same description on your guys' TV? Does anyone remember? Because a lot of people said that it was for yesterday and today. Did anyone? It's on my TV. The same description for yesterday and today was on it.
I don't know.
Not for me.
I don't know. I looked at I always look at the description. I don't remember two being the same.
Oh, well, yeah, it was here, and I'm like, that's weird. And Ellie from the Rand Room, who's having their episode 2, Monaya 7, said that's what who thing said, because she called me and asked me if yesterday or today was a repeat. And I'm like, no.
Nope.
Okay, Melody, someone needs to give Melody some food because she's hungry.
It's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Melody. Melody, call in. I won't sing happy birthday because I have a terrible voice, believe me. But no, I just feel like Zeno Hospital is going to get good. I think it's going to get
good.
It
is good. I can't wait.
No, I think it's going to get better. I mean, better.
Yep.
I mean, not one.
I don't think we've seen anything yet.
Who do you think shot Anthony Zakara's tires? I don't think it was Sonny.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was Kate.
Yeah.
Kate. I think it was Kate, too.
Kate's the one
that tried to shoot Dante.
No, Kate.
No, it's not Kate, guys. It's Connie. Because Kate has personality disorder.
Right.
Okay.
But Kate's the one that tried to shoot Dante, and Sonny took the bullet. Don't you think it was Kate?
Well,
it's
the same person. You know, but, I mean, I think, like I said, Kate and Maxie look alike to me some days. So,
Don't even get me started on Maxie. Oh, my God.
With the reaction that she had about
she's
Robin
the one that caused Robin to die.
Yeah.
I know. I hope she throws herself off a cliff. I hate her.
And no one's ever going to know that.
Of course,
the spoilers are that she almost tells Lulu, like she has a major meltdown, like either before the funeral or during the funeral, and Lulu and her talk.
No one's gonna know. It's gonna get good, guys.
Yeah. Another one that's gonna get away with.
No,
whatever.
It's gonna get
you
guys. You guys, I think Soap Melody is on the line. Are you?
Hey,
Melody?
Yeah, I can only talk for just a few minutes because I've got to get ready to leave in about 5 or 10 minutes. But,
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I really wanted to watch, because I had time today, and I really wanted to watch this week's stuff. But then I was like, I really don't want to see that Hope get blown up in a car for my birthday. So I think I'll wait till, like, tomorrow or something.
Mandy, you and my grandma have the same birthday, by the way. Her birthday is today,
Sam,
too.
Sam, I was going to ask Sam's birthday.
No, my grandma's. No, remember you guys, Sam's birthday is Rebecca Hope's real birthday. I remember that last year, and I thought, okay, that is distasteful. I mean.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Everybody's birthday was, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
funny because Sarah Brown was born on February 18th, which is my mom's birthday, and Kimberly McCullough's birthday is March 5th, which is my birthday. So we have the same birthday.
Early birthday. Yes, it's all Pisces on the phone. Melody's a Pisces, right? You're a Pisces.
Yep.
And Carly's grandma, and I'm a Pisces because my birthday was last week.
Happy
birthday.
Wow.
You know what?
Yes, I was.
Okay, come on. There's some summer birthdays. Right? Oh, am I the only one in June?
No,
I'm in August.
Okay. I know Terry is in May. Christy is in October, which I will never forget. So are you guys going at Melody?
I don't want to hear about that.
Melody, are you going out?
What?
Yes,
in a little bit. I'm just gonna go get some dinner and maybe a drink or two.
Okay, maybe you should just have one more for me, because I have no wine in the house, and I'm missing my little wine this week. So,
I got a big box of it. I got a big box of it last night, and I wanted to just kind of sip on it all day long, but my daughter was cheering at a basketball game tonight, so that really wouldn't work out too well.
Wow, you're like in stereo and stuff.
But no, if you would have done that at your daughter's basketball game, no, that would not be, But sipping on wine all day. To be on wine all day sounds fun. It does.
What?
I mean, okay. I fell in love with white wine last week, you guys. Give me a break.
Well, that's okay. Like I said, I got a big box of it last night.
Okay, Melody, you need to drive.
Meters, you can't beat that.
Okay, you need to, like, drive over here, please, so.
Okay, I'll be there in about 20 minutes.
There you go.
See, because if I said that to Amy, it will be, like, 40 minutes. So,
Hey, what do I
You're
mean?
In Washington State, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm in Washington.
Yeah, see, I'm in Texas, so.
Yes.
I sure would do it.
You can get in your car now, and you can be here in a couple days.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 days.
Well, Christy and I might go to Texas someday.
I'm in Dallas.
Well, Melody, if you get drunk and you still want to call in, just remember we have an hour of myself, but then we go on for like a whole day on
the air.
The license radio's after you, right?
Yeah, the license radio is after me, and we go for like 5 hours.
Tweet me the link. Tweet me the link,
get
and I might come.
Yeah.
Well, you're like, I can't make it to that one because I have to be at work at 9, but I don't have to be at work till 4:30, so that works. So yeah, just tweet me the link whenever y'all switch over, and I'll be back within 5 hours, I'm sure. So.
Cool.
I don't know why I'm laughing. That was funny.
Well, because.
Okay.
By the way, Melody, really quickly, when you hang up.
What's that?
On Y&O, is it good? Is there any good scene with Phyllis and her dad anymore? Because last week I saw it with Riverdy, and I'm like, that bad father, bad father. I kept saying that.
No, I think it was over.
Hello?
Whoa. Hello?
Yeah.
What was that? I don't know.
Weird.
What that was.
Oh, now we're echoing again.
Okay, who's echoing?
Whoever talked last. No, not you.
Not me.
I don't think it's me.
Not I.
Bye.
Not me. I'm just coughing my lungs
out. It's a ghost.
Why are you coughing your lungs out?
Because I got a cold. I couldn't care. So I've been sick. I've been having this cold now. What's today? Friday? Since Tuesday. And I'm on antibiotics. And, yeah, so I'm rocking the cold because in Baltimore it went from 45 to close to 70 to close to 50 one day to 60 to, what was today, 53 degrees. Tomorrow it's supposed to be 45 and Sunday 32.
Yeah, wow. It keeps going back and forth.
And I just like to say, we did not have snow. Not going with.
Thank
Mary,
God.
We did not have snow. Yeah.
We'll get hit this
year.
We'll get hit this year.
Let me tell you something. It's very cold at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I just hope next Saturday when I go to New York, it's not cold.
Good
luck with that.
Okay, and why
yeah,
are we going?
Good luck with that.
Why are we going to New York next Saturday, Candace?
Because Candace wants to go to New York to celebrate her birthday. I'm celebrating my birthday all year. I finally reached the milestone. I'm 30 now, so I'm going to celebrate all year long.
There you go.
Oh.
Well, that's
okay.
Well, yeah, I just turned 31 today. Yeah, and turning 30 really wasn't that bad. It's not as bad as people make it sound. I mean,
No. And this when you turn 35 and you figure out you have like 4 years before you window of getting pregnant for this. That's when you realize, oh, my God, I am old. But.
No, wait till you're 38.
No, Callie, you can get pregnant at 50.
Yeah, and
you
we
don't
have
50.
To.
You won't
I was
want to,
say,
but you could.
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah, when you're 50, you don't want to get pregnant.
But you could.
Yeah.
Well, then, what do you call it from the Rocky movie, The Wife, didn't she? Or I might be thinking of somebody else. Didn't she have twins when she was, like,
Adrian Barbeau had twins.
Yes.
She She had them on.
She probably had artificial insemination.
Yeah, she
no,
did.
I
yeah,
think
right.
That's something.
I don't know.
I had my first kid at 20. I didn't want to have any past 30, so I got one at 20 and one at 29. So I think I'm done.
Wow.
Well, okay. You think you're done, or are you positive you're done?
Callie, you have plenty of time.
Well, honey, I know, but like the. You know, I wish people would have not made, like, 40 out to be, like, this bad thing. Like,
it's
you
not,
know, when, well, when
not,
I know, but when 50. My, well, yeah, when
I had
grandma,
my daughter at 37, and I tell you what, if I had to do it all over again, I would have had her at 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because I had more energy.
Yeah.
I was trying to work full time, raise her, and go to college.
Wow.
You just have more energy when you're younger.
Yep.
But you're more mature when you're older, so it's
yep.
It's
right.
A,
I mean,
you know,
it's
thing. Like it's six of one, half dozen of the other. It really
right.
Is.
Well, my daughter was a miracle baby, so I'm just grateful I got her.
Oh, of course.
Aww.
Yeah, you know, I have to admit that having a daughter at 20 was tons of fun. Was I ready for it? Probably not. But, you know, I went with it, and it was just so much fun. And, I mean, I'm still okay with Jackson, but it's like, wow, if I had him first, I would have all the energy in the world because he's the terror.
I've heard so many people say that.
Yeah, the second one, if you have a really good first one, your second one's going to be your bad one.
I
know what? I've heard more women say I'm never having another kid, and they end up having it because they forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my mom told me when she had my sister, she said that was easy, that was great, it was nice, and then they had my brother because. They want to play me for my sister. And then they go, okay, we are done, that's it. Well, then I was like the accident of our accident. And, you know,
you're
after
a happy surprise.
Yeah, well, yeah, but after me, my mom's like, okay, that's it. No more, that's it. We have three. My mom always wanted eight, but I guess after me, you know, it was like, okay, no more. And then 2.5 years later, she gets, she gets pregnant with my brother, and he had a big head, and then she's like, okay, that's it, I'm getting my tube tied. So, yeah, she got her tube tied right after my brother, because she's like, I'm not going in, but,
I had this coworker, she just had a baby, I guess it was 2 years now, she was 40, and she had her tubes tied.
That's okay.
And
my husband had a vasectomy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she was on
birth
control.
She had a double
so
barrier, and
say?
She still got pregnant. So,
not that bad.
When God tells you,
it's young.
You know.
Yeah,
well,
you live
my
longer
brother,
nowadays, so it's.
Well,
my husband had his vasectomy for 17 years, and I got pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to warn my brother because he had a vasectomy when he was 23 because my niece was one of those happy surprises and he figured he didn't want to have any more happy surprises, so.
Oh.
I
worked with a guy who wanted to do that at 21 and they wouldn't let him.
No. Well, they almost didn't let my brother.
And they won't let
my brother.
They won't let a young woman do it either because even if they say they only want one, they'll try to talk them out of it because they're like,
yeah,
no,
I know.
You may want more. So, because I know one of my coworkers, they didn't even want kids, and she got pregnant, and they love their daughter, but they don't want any more, and they wouldn't. She was like 25 at the time, and they wouldn't tie her tubes. So,
well, my brother was 23, and he told his doctor. I guess he knew his doctor pretty well. He's like, look, if you don't do it, I will go to somebody else, but I'd rather have you do it because I trust you, and I guess
right.
That's what talked them into doing it. Well,
I mean,
my brother,
some doctors will, but it's just, you know, it, I guess it depends on the doctor. You know?
Yeah, well, my brother, they had their first one and the second one. And
I guess there's many factors, you know, their health, their
yeah.
lifestyle, mm-hmm. you know.
Right. All right, well, no. I need to go. Send me that link for the later show, and I'll try and show up.
Okay, Christy, we tweet you so too for Melody.
So I did it on Twitter. I think I've got it on there.
Yeah. Have a good birthday, Melody. Call in later if you can. But no, I mean.
Okay, well, unless I pass out or something, I'll call in.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You. Y'all have a good night.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
But, you know, dectomies are weird in a way because my brother had the first and the second and the third, and they got their boy. So they were done. And three were, a couple of weeks after this, I had a dream that my sister-in-law was pregnant. And everyone like, Holly, you're being crazy. He got sick, you know, whatever. 2 weeks later, my brother called me and goes, I'm sorry. I'm like, what are you sorry for? He goes, you're right, she's pregnant. I'm like, how? And they did, I guess they had that window.
They're supposed to go in and get checked so they know for sure when it's effective.
Yeah.
But most guys don't do that.
No, clearly. It's actually safer. Vasectomies are actually safer than tubals, but.
There's less involved.
No, I mean, but you know what? When we find out that Biss is not pregnant, I'm going to be really, really happy because
there's another bizarre rumor out there that, it may be Jason's baby, but it's not Sam's.
What? That's bizarre.
Huh? What?
That's bizarre.
In other words, she had a procedure done. Now, remember, Helena owns pharmaceutical companies. She owns the lab.
Oh, okay.
Remember, there's so many people that, I mean, how many times has a paternity switch happened, you know, where someone went in and changed the results, and then 20 years later they find out, I'm your daughter or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well,
but anyway, where were they going? Yeah. I think that, I mean, it's a little bit sci-fi out there, but they're saying since Franco, something 2 + 2 = 4 or something like that, and I don't know, there's supposed to be a deaf marriage baby, but it didn't say in what order or who. So, and then there's this really strong rumor that Jason and Sam aren't even married.
You know what?
Well, that we can understand. I can understand that.
Okay, Christy and I were having this discussion one night about the, you know, because I'm like, no one saw the wedding thing. No one saw that. And Christy, what did you say about that?
Well, supposed to work in real life. Granted, they probably don't show this on any TV shows, but you're supposed to apply for your marriage license 3 to 5 days ahead of time, depending on whether you're going to have it on a weekday or a weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you go to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, unless you go to Vegas, exactly. So they didn't get married in Vegas. They just, you know, so I asked my friend who recently got married in December, so I'm like, I'm just curious, if you decided that you randomly wanted to get married in a Chinese restaurant, could you do that? And she's like, no. Like, you couldn't legally get married. You can't just have the ceremony and then legally be married. So, you know, we never saw J-Sam get a marriage license, period.
So where I'm going with that is that the minister or whatever was Franco's friend, was hired by Franco.
Ooh.
So they're not married. But anyway, the thing about it not being Sam's baby, this all is, you know, an egg was basically, she was artificially inseminated, basically, with someone else's egg, and people are saying it's Elizabeth.
I don't
remember Elizabeth and James.
I wish, but I don't think that'll be.
No, I don't.
I know it's far out there, but
far out.
You can do anything in a soap, you know what I mean?
I just think she's pregnant with Franco's baby.
Genetic,
what do they call it? Genetic, how did it?
Genetic markers.
Genetic markers.
Similar
right.
Genetic
I think Franco
markers.
Is Jason's twin. Something like that. I think Franco is Jason's twin. And
Jason wasn't really the son. It was really Franco was the son, or they're somehow related, and the markers would be the same if they were related. So they could think Jason was the father, but
that's really what I think.
Well, we're trying to justify why Heather would be coming back, and that would make sense.
Yeah,
and she would have been
but
the one
why
to tell
would
to
okay.
Heather.
Let me just throw this out there.
So.
I'm assuming that Heather knows about Jake. Why,
yep.
I don't know, but I'm assuming that she does.
Yep, I do too.
She found out, you know, and she's money hungry. Right?
Yep.
Why wouldn't she come forward with Jake? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yep. Okay, I got a question. So Heather and Susan are sisters, right? But
they
Susan
cousins.
Died.
They were cousins. They were cousins.
I think Heather's main reason for coming back is because she sold Franco. I think that's her main reason for being back is because she sold Franco in the black market.
Right.
Well, they said it has something to do with Stephen and Jason.
True, yeah. Because
I don't know.
I still don't think Steve has a really good past. I mean, why? I mean, the whole night that Jake died, you are a, you call it, help me, people, the thief of the hospital, and you don't help your sister get to ride in the ambulance with your sister, and you keep Jason and Elizabeth apart, and you keep Lucky, who I don't care about, but you keep Jason and Liz from going in that room. That has never...
Right.
I don't like
Steve's character anyway. If anybody remembers, they wouldn't let Anna see Robin either. So...
Yeah.
That was because of
and
the
even though Robert did, you know, see her body or whatever,
it was all burned.
Luke also saw Lucky's. So and it's right there in the magazine articles. Robin is not really dead. So
I mean, they did it. They did that because they were hoping that Kimberly would come back. That's the only reason they did it.
Well,
and
so
but she comes back.
No,
Benson says she might be back for the May sweeps.
Kimberly is loving the new regime. That's why she might come back.
Maybe as a ghost.
Right. I don't know. She's still filming.
Yeah,
from what I understand. She's still filming as February 27th. She was still filming.
Right.
She stayed 6 months after her contract ended. She stayed 6 months later or something like that. But
that's what Johnson did, too, when he originally
I think the best scoop you can get is in Soap Uncensored, if you buy that online.
Ali from the Rand Room is on the line, too, you guys. So,
hello.
Hi, Ali.
Hey. Ali.
I'm getting excited, though, that's for sure.
Okay, okay, I was telling people earlier about, but I looked at my TiVo and it said the same thing about the ace. Remember?
Hey, Carly, I have one more thing to say and then I gotta go because I gotta say hello to my husband.
Okay, yes, fine.
I'm just gonna say beware of the rumors and spoilers and bashers this weekend.
Yeah,
they're going
to
be out in full force.
Don't
and
listen
if you
to
guys,
them.
Yep, if you guys take a moment and call the comment line this weekend and gush about Jason and Elizabeth and Jake and we need the numbers up. So
I think people
they've already
are
come
back.
Up.
The
a
ratings
little.
Are already up.
Yep,
they're
up. Yep.
Well, I think we just got to keep telling the new regime, you know, Liaison and Jake.
They know.
To bring them up even more.
Yep.
You know, one glimpse of an alive Jake,
Thanks.
And I swear they're going to shoot up at least 2 points.
Yep.
At least.
Yep, and then everyone's going to owe me apology because but I've signed up with since that little boy that he's not dead, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's when I think Sam is, she's supposed to deliver in May. I'm thinking she goes into labor early is what happens. And that's when they're going to find out, now this is another rumor, that Aiden is Jason. And
I
Sam
don't
lied.
That. I don't think so. I don't.
I
think
do.
I don't think.
That.
I don't think so either. No, I don't.
Yep. And the. Yep.
Yeah.
And
I think
that's how
they're thinking on people's parts.
Yeah. Well, that's just what's out there. But the one that I believe is about Jake.
Yeah, me too.
And. I think Jake is going to be brought back, and we're going to have a situation where, you know, Sam's going to lose her baby or whatever, and then they're going to find out that it's not Jason's.
Well, I think we're going to find out Jason's going to be really pissed at Sam right now when Kylie said that to him.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I think
he
right
better.
Now
oh,
Jason is going to be really bullshit at her for not telling
yeah,
him about
you know,
Robin.
When
oh,
Jason-
yeah. He's going to be like, you're lying about this.
Yep.
What else are you lying about? And he's going to
be one of those things. He's going to be
oh,
really
yeah.
mad at her.
Oh, yeah,
and, you know, for Jason's close friends, I mean, I understand Sam, whatever, banned her from Jason's room, banned Carly from Jason's room. There's ways to get in his room.
Yeah, and
there.
You know what?
You
yeah,
know what
and
I mean?
Anyone's going to figure it out. Carly will.
Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah.
Game over, Sam. Game over. You do that on my girl, and you're dead. Mm-hmm. And Carly, go with Spinelli. Go with Spinelli. And, Dad, you know, this is why I don't get Spinelli knows about Robin. Elizabeth knows about Robin now. Sonny knows about Robin. How come Sonny is not going in Jason's room and saying a damn
I
fucking
know.
Thing?
I don't understand
I wondered that, too.
I was screaming.
I don't understand
TV.
That.
I was screaming at my TV. Excuse my language, but I'm like, "Fuck you, Sam!" I was screaming at the TV. My boyfriend said, "What's going on?" He came running out.
I know.
What's going on? I said, "This fucking bitch is telling Carly to stay out of Jason's room. She's her best. She's his best friend."
Yes.
I was so bullshit.
Right.
Oh, and you know what?
Right.
Anyone fucked with my Zolly because I love that friendship. Game over. You know what? You know, Sam needs to go. Sam needs to go get arrested by McBain and go to jail for life.
Yep.
It was terrible. It was awful.
Actually,
the whole John McBain spoiler that I saw today. I'm really mad about it. And who has history with Sonny? Who else does Sonny have history with? That's all I got to say. Who else does Sonny
know? Carly and Jason.
No, what I'm saying is John McVane, who was on One Life to Live in Landview, PA, comes to Port Charles, New York, sees Sonny, and they have history from the old neighborhood.
No, I think he's going to come.
No, no,
think
no.
He's coming to find out about
the accident. No, I think it's just because John McVane is supposed to be FBI.
And he's coming to find, maybe he's coming to find out about the accident, though, because Blair calls him or something like that.
Yeah, well,
Curly
Todd jumped bail. Waiting for his trial or whatnot.
No,
yeah.
The latest rumor I heard was that Carla Botti wants to see the interaction between Michael Easton again and Kelly Monaco.
Yes.
Yeah. And
that's great.
Is why we're hearing rumors of a Liz and Jason potential again.
Good.
So if that does indeed happen, we best get every person to turn their TV on, even if they don't watch the show, play it on their DVR, watch it online, just turn them on and leave the room. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I DVR it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I'll just turn
Sparks
it on
gonna
and
fly.
Go to bed.
Sparks are going to fly. And I don't. To be honest with you, I don't think Jason and Sam are going to be married much longer. I don't either.
I hope not.
I'm with you, Amy.
Yes,
I don't either.
They've been married.
They shouldn't have been married at all. So
they shouldn't have. No.
And you know what? I love it when, like Carly said, Sam, if you're lying about this way, I'll say you're lying about pooping.
Yep.
Because, you know, she has been lying for months.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. The only thing I wish in the last 2 weeks was more Elizabeth.
I wrote to Calavati
about where is Elizabeth during this Robin thing. I said, I guess I'll have to wait. And sure enough, the next day she was on. But I was really upset because she was so close to Robin.
Okay, I heard that. Okay, because before they went dog, I think Becky got sick for that couple of days. Remember Michael got sick? And I thought Becky got sick too. I could be wrong.
Yeah, everybody in the household got sick. It started with the kids, then Michael, Becky.
Yeah, and it always starts with the kids, you know, getting sick. And then,
yep.
Yeah,
all right, Carly, I have to go.
Okay, thanks, Amy, for calling.
Bye. I'll talk to you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
But no, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for, Sam to get hers. And am I going to...
Callie, where do you watch it?
Yeah, if anyone mean to my girl, I mean, they're like, does Spinelli know that Jason doesn't know about Robin? See, this is the trouble I'm having.
No.
I read something that Spinelli let something slip. And then he goes, I want to see Robin, and then I don't know what happens after that, but
Good.
I got to read Pope Uncensored. I buy it every Friday night, but I don't know if it's online yet.
Doesn't usually get online about a half an hour more, because it usually gets right online as I'm saying goodbye and Christy saying hello on my dumb radio. I thought that's how it is, but I could be wrong. But I cannot wait to watch that this week, and I'm also looking forward to watching Days a little.
Lucas is back. I like Lucas and Sammy. Do you like them, Callie?
Yeah. Oh my God, I grew up, you know, I love them. I've always loved them, so.
It was so cute today, the two of them. He said, I love you, Sammy.
It was weird. It was weird. It was like mature Lucas. Like, he was mature, and he was telling Sammy, like, I've never known you to be a quitter. And I'm like, what? Like, okay, we all grown up now. So
yeah, he's different.
Like,
he's real different. It was
in
cute.
A new way.
Cool.
It was to see Lucas and Sammy the way that they were today. You could, if you've been a longtime fan, this was your payoff.
I agree.
I've always loved Lucas and Sammy because in my book, you had a Brady and so did a Houghton. You know, I mean, Lucas and Paul Houghton. And I always thought their chemistry was amazing. And I always, when EJ came in, I hated EJ. I still hate EJ for the breakup of Lucas and Sammy.
Well, she screwed it up with Rafe, so I think that's over. He's going to be with Carrie.
Thank
God.
And don't treat me what I'm about to say, people, but, you know, Carrie and Austin were okay back in the day. But I was a Carrie and Mike fan, too. So,
me too. I like Carrie and Mike, too.
And so, you know,
to jump off a bridge.
I felt like Carrie and Austin, you know, kind of got slapped back together, like, you know, what they were fighting, and then they were getting married, and that's how the send-off was. And then, you know, they came back, and I did not feel the love.
They didn't have a steady relationship. They were always a little bit off.
Yeah.
A little bit off. But now, what about Abby? I can't stand it.
Oh, man, you know, yeah.
I can't stand it. It's driving me crazy. She's obsessed. And she lied about him sleeping with her. I can't believe it. She's lying to people about him sleeping with her. He didn't do anything.
God, I love Days of Our Lives in forever.
I love Days.
I haven't watched that show in probably 20 years.
You know, I love Days because, I mean, it's good. And you know, yeah, I'm liking the Dawn and Hope angle, too, in a way, because, no, I would not want them to be really, really married. But I love the Kristen and Fawn, the Drake Hogan chemistry as friends. I think they have great chemistry together, and I love it when we finally get Bo and John scenes. I love Bo and John together. I want to see more John and Victor scenes. I love it when, you know,
John and Victor. Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I still love.
One good thing happened today. Brady and Madison, I guess, are going to still see each other, even though she's married.
Yeah.
And I love them together.
Sorry, I'm still on. I'm with Melody and Brady. Sorry, people, but
it's let it go. Let it go, Carly. It's okay.
I'm not going to let it go, okay, Candace? I'm not going to let it go.
Who do you like, Carly?
I was hoping for a Melody and Brady thingy because I thought they were cute, and then they broke my heart to put Melody and Sad together and Brady and Madison together.
I know.
I'm not getting over
Melody,
it, people, and I'm not going to let it go, Candace. It's my soul. So I'm not going to let it go because, you know, it's a really good... You know, but, I mean, I loved it last week or the week before when Maggie got mad at Victor. I love that. I'm like...
Well, they're my favorite couple.
Yeah, they are my favorite couple on there because, so Kayla is back.
She's back sometimes. She's, like, in one day, and then you don't see her for a while. Then you see her one day.
Yeah, and then, oh,
it's
my God.
It's not the
same
without Steve, but he's on Young and the Restless. So
know who else is coming back on Days of Our Life is Shane. No, we're Shane.
Yeah, Charles.
And you know what? Okay, about this Lisa one thing. Okay. Billy, okay. Well, okay. People, unless they want put Billy and Zach together with, I've always said Billy and Zach were kind of cute because I still want my Daniel and Jennifer, and Candace, I'm not getting over that either.
What, Jennifer and Daniel?
I love Jennifer and Daniel.
I think I think's going to happen? I think it's going to be Daniel and Chloe. I mean, Nicole.
Oh,
ooh.
That's hot. Oh, and okay. I got a question. Okay, I got a question about the election. I'm lost. Okay.
Nicole's pregnant, so she's gonna.
Yep.
She doesn't want EJ to know that he's a father or that she's even pregnant. So she wants someone. I think she's gonna. I don't know. It looks that way to me.
She's gonna use Daniel. I think she's gonna use Daniel as look, I slept with him and now
I'm
pregnant.
That's what I think, Candace.
Like
Candace, do you
because
think that?
He's like,
that's what I think.
Especially because he's leaving the show.
I thought he was just leaving the show for a little while.
No, he's
not.
Back. He's back.
He's back.
No, I heard that he's leaving again.
He's leaving again?
No, okay, Candace, that is not true. I've I've done my research on that one, and he's not leaving again.
Okay, well, did you check the text message? Because I sent you something just now about another return to the show.
You mean Kristen and Christina Ragno?
Oh, well, I didn't know that you knew. You don't call me.
Okay, you didn't call me either, you little...
Jack Wagner's coming back to GH, right?
Well,
yeah.
That's the rumor.
That's what I heard.
No, he's coming back.
He's coming back
for sure. Because of the Dance with the Stars. Because of the whole Dance with the Stars thing.
I could tell a really bad joke right now. I could tell a really, 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 really bad joke. You know, why don't they put Sam and Frisco and see if they can dance?
You leave Sam away
from my Frisco. You just keep Sam away from Frisco. I don't want her anywhere near my Frisco.
I'm just saying.
Frisco's only going
to
be there for
Frisco,
a brief
okay.
Very
okay,
brief.
So Frisco, okay. Okay, Frisco and Tony were brothers, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because I've always been confused because I thought somehow... And you guys cannot laugh at me because that would be bad, and I will mute everyone. No, I just thought somehow Frisco was also brothers with Robert for some reason. I don't know why.
No, Frisco and Tony.
Frisco is Maxie's and Georgie's biological father.
Well, yeah.
And okay. Max raised him. I know, I was thinking that too, and I go, no, Max. The reason that you think Mac is their dad is because he raised them.
Well,
but
yeah.
That's because of Felicia. But, yeah.
You know what?
I was a huge Frisco and Felicia fan.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to say that I love Don Yoke. I tweeted him on coming to the show so you guys can tweet away and tell him we want Mac on here. But I thought Mac was a little unfair to Sonny about Robin.
Me too.
Okay, I was waiting
for
someone.
Yeah, I think it was uncalled for.
That was not necessary. Sonny loved Robin. Sonny loved Robin. That was mean.
Sonny would lay down his life for Robin. Sonny would have killed Lisa, you know, really. I think, you know, I'm not saying Sonny killed Lisa, but I'm just saying.
He would have.
But the look on Sonny's face, I rewound it 3 times, was like the stare, like, what about Robin? And then Max just slams him. And I'm like, whoa, wait. You just told Sonny his little sister is dead, and now you're going to bring up Stone, and that's all his fault? Okay, this is a little low for
you. Well, you know what? In all fairness, Mac is grieving, and he's just lashing out.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, it may not be fair, but... He's lashing out, and
he was
crazy. You know, he went through a lot with Robin. And, here he thinks, you know, I mean, there are a lot of probably unresolved feelings towards what went down with Stone and all that stuff, you know.
Exactly.
And it's just he's lashing out, and Sonny represented that, you know.
I just thought at that moment, you know, Mac, you're in Leo. But, you know, for me,
Who's going to grieve for Sonny, though? This is a big heartache for Sonny.
You know what?
I
think Colleen will be there for him. I do. I'm sorry. I think Colleen will...
I wouldn't mind seeing them back together.
You know, I think she will rise above it because she knows what a big impact Robin was on Jason and Sonny. So... Well, you know, and which is, you know, when I got mad and I was screaming at the TV at like 3 a.m. last Sunday, and Christy fell asleep, so she went to bed, so I really didn't have anyone to yell at, and I was watching it, and I'm like thinking, they never gave us Sonny and Robin Crozo. I mean, they never gave us a last scene in a couple of months, unless there's a scene that people remember. I don't remember a scene with Sonny and Robin in the last couple of months.
Well, that was the thing. I mean, they kind of, you know,
you're going back from history. I mean, we all remember how close Robin and Sonny were and what they went through with the stone stuff. But, you know, that's the problem with Guza and what Franz did, is they destroyed a lot of those relationships. And, I mean, the Sonny and Robin relationship was you know, it wasn't as close in the later years as it had been.
No,
so,
right.
You know,
but
that's a disservice to the history of the show.
But she always went to him when she needed
something.
She could always go to Sonny when she needed something. He could always go to her.
Right. They ruined the Sonny and Elizabeth, you know, friendship. One of the best scenes ever was when Carly fell down the steps and lost the baby.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth came over to Sonny, and he just hugged her. I mean, that's
right.
You know,
one of the best
scenes
ever, you know.
I have this feeling that I think once, you know, everything gets outed and Zayton and Liz are back together, I believe you will see the friendship, because, you know, one thing that they fucked up over to was Sonny never going to Elizabeth after Drake and say, "I am so sorry."
Right.
You know,
that whole Jake storyline was...
I'm just saying that...
You know, I mean, it was just awfully...
What I'm saying, and, you know, I was a big Maxi fan. Everyone knows it. But, you know, I mean, this new thing about... you know, Robin, and, you know, I was that would be outed. This, you know, even though I might kill Maxie, it's okay. You know, it's just for me. I mean, I think Maxie, you know, is probably going to get away with it.
Worry about Maxie.
Okay.
All I'm saying is maybe it wasn't, getting back to Max, maybe it wasn't fair for what he said, but I just feel like he was probably lashing out. And
I mean,
way to grieve.
And
that's
there
the
are a
I
lot
took
of
it.
Unresolved feelings.
Okay, and you know who I thought would be a good triangle, and I don't know why I think about good triangles when someone is dying, this is weird. But I was sitting on my bed thinking, Mac, Alexis, Anna. Because some of the scene with
Anna wouldn't go with Mac because
I don't think so either.
Robert's brother.
No, because of Robert. There's a spoiler picture out there, and I don't know what the scene is, but I'm so happy that Calvin, whatever his name is, wrote it. There's a scene with Anna and Elizabeth. Because I got mad at them for people were bashing Elizabeth yesterday because she told Emma about her mom's death.
Oh my gosh, they bash Elizabeth for every damn thing.
But you know, okay,
fish dying, and I'm like, she's talking to a child.
But the thing is, Robin will want Elizabeth and Patrick to tell Emma. She will want Elizabeth there.
No,
you know,
I think Liz did the right thing.
I do too. Patrick needed her help. He definitely needed that.
Yes, he was struggling. He could barely talk to his daughter.
He couldn't have done it right without Elizabeth. He needed her.
Right.
And I'm so sick of the Elizabeth bashing. I mean, I take the liaison out of it. I'm just sick of Elizabeth bashing.
I know.
Bashing,
you
period.
Can't mention one thing without them bringing up their freaking couple.
I just care about, I'm so done with it.
Can I just interject here? I don't know why that everybody is bashing Elizabeth, because she never told Emma that her mother wasn't coming back. That was Patrick.
Right, exactly.
Elizabeth explained the story about the fish.
Right.
To get the idea of heaven. And Patrick was the one who said, "And that is where your mommy is now."
Right. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
She didn't tell her that her mother was dead. Patrick did, but she gave a little analogy about the fish.
I mean, come on.
But
everybody's
bashing her for it.
That's the kind of explanation Emma needed. She's too young to say, she died and she's not going to come back.
That's right.
I think it's ridiculous that they're bashing her. She was talking to a child. She was talking to a child on a child's level.
Right. You know, yeah,
you
I
know
mean,
what I mean? I mean,
and she has experience.
Ridiculous that they're bashing her for this.
You know what I say?
Right.
They're all friggin' scared out of their
yep,
wits.
Yep.
Yep.
That's
yep.
The only
reason
they're doing
that. But I'm tired of my
that.
Girl getting bashed. That's all I'm
well,
saying.
Well, you know what? Well,
I totally agree.
Okay, I totally agree with you, Audrey, but you know what? I'm sick of calling game out every day for, I mean, the things she does too. So they need to back the hell off of it and call the angle. But the person that deserves to be back 24/7 is Sam.
Yep.
You know, I mean, come on, to tell a kid their mommy died, and their mommy isn't coming back. I mean, Emma's what, 5, 4? I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
she's
maybe,
not
I
even
mean,
in
I
school
Robin,
yet.
I know. I just have a question. I know Robin just died, and Patrick's going to have to grieve for a while. But they are eventually, if the show lasts, they are eventually going to hook him up with somebody. Who do you think they'll hook him up with?
Sam?
No,
no,
I heard rumor.
Carly.
No, I like him. I don't want him with Sam. I like him.
Excuse me. I like Carly. I excuse me. No, Patrick and Carly. No, excuse me. I'm going to get my...
That's rumor. That's just a rumor.
I know, but I want my Carly and son. Forget it. No. No Patrick, no Johnny, no one, but Carly and son. Thank you very much.
Well, Callie,
because,
well you're not
going to
like this week, then. Carly, she already slept with Johnny.
Thank you.
You know what?
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Kathy is the only one that can break my heart and get away with it, okay?
Carly, I love Carly, too, just as much as you do. She's my favorite
yeah.
character, but she blew it. She
yep.
slept with Johnny. And
yep.
it's it, and
I have
what
a
about,
new couple.
What about Kate?
Call
what about Kate today?
I kind of think Johnny and Carly are kind of hot. Well, I love Johnny.
Okay,
though.
You know what?
What about Kate today?
That is disgusting.
But Elizabeth's my girl. I mean, I make no secret about that. Elizabeth is my girl, so. I'm
okay, well, Carly is my girl, and I don't make any
claims. Elizabeth is my girl. Elizabeth is my girl, too.
Yeah.
Actually, I love
yeah,
Elizabeth.
Yeah, me too.
But I love Carly so much.
Oh, God, okay, you know what, God. Okay, but son will forgive her. Son will forgive her. Son will forgive her, and...
No, Sean already went to her. He went to her. He said, I want you to be with me. He went to her and said everything, and she just let him walk away. She let him walk away.
Well, she slept with Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Oh, fine. If I have to sacrifice them for Liaison, fine. But you know what? Johnny and Carly, oh, no, because...
But they may be no, because today it looked like Johnny was going to sleep with someone else, right? Shiloh, did you see that?
That's
no,
sick.
I missed that one.
That's
you know who they say that's going to try to sleep with him is Kate, a.k.a. Connie.
Right, Kate.
Okay, you know.
Well, she's in her altered state.
Oh, okay,
yes.
No, excuse me.
Then it was
Connie. No, Johnny,
maybe not
I hate
Connie.
You. Connie, fine. Connie, I hate you. And Johnny,
right.
You're the worst little thing ever.
No,
you
know,
you're
so
not
going to sleep with her.
Sunny, because I don't watch it, so I just love to listen to you guys because you guys crack me up so much. But yeah, I don't watch it anymore. But anyways, so Carl, I mean, Kate and Sunny aren't together anymore?
Kate and Sunny are
yes,
very much
they,
together now, according
no.
to according to.
But
Kate,
no, they just
according
had sex
Sunny.
In her office. No, they're back together.
Yeah, it
okay.
depends on what day of the week.
It's right.
I know. I get on Twitter, and my timeline goes that between the Kate and Sunny and the Brendan and Sunny fans
oh,
fighting back and forth.
You know what?
I swear at the TV when Kate's on, too. I swear at the TV. I say the same four-letter words when Kate's on. I
good.
Swear at the TV.
I mean, I was a Sunny and Brenda fan, so I
was.
Was
I'm
a Sunny and
I was,
Sunny
too,
and
until
too.
They ruined Brenda.
But
yeah.
this Kate
oh, they need to bring her back so they can tell her about Robin.
Today, Connie.
Oh, yeah, she should be back, too.
I know.
I mean,
getting back to who Patrick should be with, I think that they should bring Brenda back in because Brenda's going to
no.
be tore up about best friend Robin. And
no.
I can see...
No,
that
would be wrong.
No, Brenda
would be wrong.
Sunny.
Brenda
belongs
Patrick
with Sunny.
Brenda, no. No,
no that would be wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Jack storyline. That would be just like
so,
that storyline.
No, I like Brenda with Sunny.
Yeah.
I love Brenda with Sunny.
I think,
yeah, me
I
too.
Think I think Brenda needs to separate herself from Sonny and Jax. And
right.
Getting with Patrick would be the perfect thing.
I like
thing.
Brenda. I actually like Brenda with Jason, too.
No. Okay.
No. I like them, too. I'll be honest with you. I would not mind later on down the road, and I know it's the same thing because Liz and Robin were close, but I would not mind Patrick and Elizabeth. Because quite
yeah.
frankly, I wanted
no.
Patrick and Elizabeth a long time ago.
Yeah, go!
Well, that's not going to happen because
no,
he's going to
yeah.
be with Jason. It's going to be with Jason,
yeah.
so that's not going to happen.
No, I mean,
well,
Jason.
I
can see Patrick and Elizabeth together, too, but I see Elizabeth and Jason together more.
Right.
Okay,
oh,
Allie,
I'm just saying, you don't get muted
for that. I won't mute you, but yeah. But no, I mean, Patrick... No, I'm on my little high horse this week, too, so just deal with it.
It's just a secret thing. I mean, I would if I couldn't have Jason and Elizabeth, I would want Patrick and Elizabeth. That's all I'm
saying. No. See,
that's what I'm saying.
I would probably go with that out of anybody else.
Well, no, because it's too weird in a way, because...
Well, it's
you know,
than
Robin.
We're talking
that,
alternate
Elizabeth.
Reality here.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean, it's not everything's written in stone. I'm just saying we can all like that. You can secretly like different couples, even though you want one couple. You can still like
hey,
others.
Hey, you know what, you guys? I'm not getting any of my couples. You know, I worship Spinelli and Lulu. That's it. I don't care what you guys think of me. I worship Lulu and Spinelli, because you know what? Fuck Dante. Dante got witched in. And you know, Dante doesn't exist in my little world. So,
I could see Spinelli and Lulu together. I could see that.
Thank you, Al.
I could see that.
I just can't stand Lulu. I'm sorry. She is just, oh my God.
Well,
I think
being with Spinelli would redeem her just a little bit because I can't
no,
stand Lulu
no.
either. I love her whenever she talks to Spinelli. Now, oh my gosh, I had a question.
So,
who was very disappointed in the whole Maxi thing?
Yep, don't
be disappointed. It's getting good.
Yep.
I didn't say
but you know, okay, I will bet my life. Whatever, not my casino money, but I will bet you my life. I don't think Kristen Stone is coming back.
No, she's not.
I already know that.
Was there another radio show tonight?
Yeah, Liaison Radio. Christy.
Yeah, mine starts in about 7 minutes. The chat room is open.
Was there another one on tonight?
Yeah, there was...
Soap Talk. That was on way earlier. That was before Carly's show.
Right, that starts at 9. I'm just reading a tweet and someone's saying to Reluctant Hot, we are on now.
I have this girl on my timeline and she's always like, are you watching GH? And I'm like, no. She goes, you gotta watch. I go, no.
Oh,
please,
ratings. It's not, you know, I'm over it. I love to listen to you guys, and I love you guys, and I'm happy with your passion and keep supporting it, but I'm over it. I'm done.
Yeah, it's so good, you know.
I have been done for so long that it just doesn't even interest me anymore. Soaps don't interest me anymore. I don't like anything.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, because
I just moved on. It's not bad.
Okay. Well, you guys, I'm going to have to say goodnight because I am tired.
And you saw tomorrow night is at 7, right?
Yep, the rant room is on at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern. You're my friend, so you should go over there. And you can check out the Twitter. It's RR Show. The letter R.
Well, I know. I can speak for me and my little coma co-host. that both of us might be in a coma by tomorrow night because we get wiped up without so then we end up in a coma Saturday night. Still me, Christy.
Yeah, sometimes I'm really tired.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. So I'll try to call in if I can, Allie.
Yeah, me too.
I can't call in. I can never call in because my girlfriend.
Wait. I thought your good friend. Wait, did you guys talk?
I thought that was a Friday night thing.
Yeah, I thought that was on Friday nights.
Friday night is good for her, and I only talk to her once a week, so I have to go
so
along.
So why
her.
Can you not call in the rant room on Saturday nights and listen to Allie? Allie is on.
Because she's on at 10 o'clock or 7 o'clock? 10. Right?
10.
My time?
Yep.
10 p.m. Eastern.
You're right. How come she doesn't post anything? I follow her. She never posts anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does?
She's been on Twitter.
Yeah, okay, I'll look.
At our show.
I could do that at 10 o'clock on Saturday night. My boyfriend, I'm with my boyfriend, and when he goes to bed, I get online, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
We need more people.
Yeah, please. I think Carrie and Dawn are tired of just talking to me.
No.
No. Oh,
we just
and
want
you guys,
more Lason people in there.
Oh, yeah, and you guys
remember that.
I have to remember that.
I don't remember that's on. I got to remember that.
Well, yeah, Kathy, I don't remember it either. I'm looking in bed. I'm like, I know there was something I was going to do. And then I called Christy. I'm like, what was I going to do tonight? And she goes, oh, so we met the hour slow. And, yeah.
I get on Christy's.
If
and
Christy's
I just get on there. And I get on Christy's. Christy, I get on your show, and then I have to go. It's like she calls me, and she texts me and says, call now, and I have to go. I feel bad. But I'm going to try to go on for a little bit anyway.
Well, cool. Tonight, Kathy, Layla Radio is probably going to be on for 5 hours because Christy slept early.
And I'm so jealous.
Can I ask Christy a question, not about DH, but I wanted to ask her? Because I know she watches Glee.
I'm so jealous.
I know she loves Glee. I just wanted to ask her what she thought about the ending.
of Glee?
Christy?
Yeah.
For me? Yeah. Yeah,
Christy,
huh? Randy.
What?
Christy, they were asking about Glee. And then,
Oh, my God.
Was
that awesome?
Yeah, that was
oh my
crazy.
God.
I will never be able to drive ever again.
It was a very, it had a lot of messages in that particular episode, and I was like,
See,
kids, this is why you don't text and drive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I've been guilty of that myself, and I'm like, I'm never doing it ever again.
is she leaving the show? Christy, is she leaving the show?
There's pictures of her online already, and she's filming with the Kevin who plays Artie,
in a wheelchair.
And they're in wheelchairs.
Yes.
She's probably going to be in a wheelchair.
For the next few episodes, probably.
Yeah.
This is why people don't text and drive at the same time.
That scared me. It happened out of the blue. It scared me so much when that happened. Oh.
It was very sad, though, I thought. The week before was much better. The Valentine's Day one was much better. But
I love that show.
I'm as straight as they come, but I tell you, I love Britney and Santana. I love them. I just love them.
Oh,
and,
I'm having a Britney and Santana show on Wednesday. You should call in.
Oh, you are? Because I am the biggest shipper of Britney
Glee
and Santana.
Radio one. Yeah, it's
blogtopradio.com/GleeRadio.
It's on at 10 p.m. Central on Wednesday. It's going to be a Britney and Santana show.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I just love them. I'm like, they're just, they're my couple on that show.
Did
so
you
anyway.
Guys hear about Britney? How Britney might not graduate with this class? That they might pull her back? Oh, yes, because it was on TV online, because I followed the link on Twitter.
I got to go.
And they said,
okay, Chris, we will be over there.
So are they writing off the show?
No,
we're
not. Oh, go ahead.
No, because in a minute we have to head on to Liaison Radio.
Yeah, I'm going to head out. Talk to y'all next time or over at TalkShoot.
Kathy.
Yes, I'm here.
Call into Liaison Radio until your girlfriend texts you.
I'm going to try. I'm going to call now, and
okay.
I'll stay on as long as I can.
Okay, so you guys, we will be back on here next Friday night.
Thank goodness.
Yes, and Allie is helping us, so Randville on tomorrow night. iHeartRadio has one on Wednesday night. And Cyrus, well, you can see him Monday and Thursday. Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm leaving because I never got my Brittany answer. Is she leaving the show?
She left. But just like Twitter Christy and see what answer you.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so we are going to go on
Night.
To Liaison Radio. Night, guys.
Night, everybody.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.